1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral this afternoon, bound for the International Space Station with two astronauts on board. ABC's Faith Abube at Cape Canaveral explains why this first crewed flight is so important.
The launch is a critical part of NASA's commercial crew program. Boeing hoping the Starliner can be an alternative to the SpaceX Crew Dragon, which carries astronauts back and forth to the International Space Station. If today's mission goes well, the Starliner will be certified as part of that program.
President Biden Friday said it's dangerous to call former President Trump's criminal conviction rigged. He said the verdict followed a fair trial and that he has the right to appeal. President also laying out a three-step proposal to end the war between Israel and Hamas. It's not clear if the sides will accept. And history in South Africa, where the ANC party has lost its 30-year majority. This is ABC News. An Idaho jury is now tasked with determining whether Chad Daybell should get the death penalty for killing his ex-wife and the children of his new wife in an apocalyptic doomsday plot.
Chad Daybell was found guilty on Thursday in Idaho on all counts of killing his ex-wife and his new wife's two children, 7-year-old JJ and 16-year-old Tylee, in 2019. JJ's grandfather speaking outside of court.
A 7-year-old autistic child for what?
Lori Vallow Daybell was convicted last year. She's serving life in prison. Now the jury is hearing victim impact statements and has to unanimously decide if he should get the death penalty. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FDA is warning parents to avoid powdered infant formula that was made by Cresilac. It's Cresilac powdered goat milk formula. That's after a sample tested positive for dangerous bacteria. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Introducing the new Sushi Lover Madison. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi at an amazing price. Now open at Westtown Mall for lunch or dinner. Experience stunning decor with a beautiful water fountain, captivating oriental artwork, and a welcoming atmosphere. Their skilled chefs create each sushi roll fresh and made to order. Visit today at 72 Westtown Mall and satisfy your cravings. For menus and a full list of locations, visit SushiLoverWI.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A civic organizer in Wisconsin says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions show the system works. Mike Moan reports.
The case drew new attention to concerns that Trump and his supporters would try to undermine the legal process as he seeks to reclaim the White House this year. Bob Moline, a campaign leader with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says because the case reached a conclusion, it's a sign the legal system still works.
I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Moline hopes the democratic process will equally hold strong as Trump is expected to use the verdict as a rallying cry when he campaigns this summer. He notes local election leaders are strong individuals who can handle the extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night.
It's 60 at our studios.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, you are tuned in to your girl, Brandi Grayson, on the Black Conversion Show. You're listening to 92.7 FM WMDX. I'm super excited again to be here with you guys today, this morning. I have my partner in crime, my cousin, Clyde.
Hola.
If you guys tuned in last Saturday, you know that we are a perfect combination. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. And if you're new to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, I just want to warn you that the purpose of this show is to make you uncomfortable. Mm. We will talk about things that are taboo and sometimes you just are not supposed to say. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at that. If you follow me, for new listeners and for you, listener, if you follow me, Brandi Grayson, I am the CEO and founder of Urban Triage, which is a non-profit, non-traditional, Black-led, Black-focused. And if you know anything about the Madison and Dane County area, you know that by centering Blackness or saying that out loud, I have already declared war.
Okay. We can laugh about that right now, but it's a little intensive, right?
Yes.
So pray for us.
Pray for us just a little bit. So we have a lot of tea for you today because mm-hmm. we're all about the tea. And what I really am excited about talking about is the politics of Trump. And we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show, but mm-hmm. OMG, the brother has been found guilty of 34 counts of federal, like committing federal crimes. So I'm going to put a pin there and then we're going to get back into that conversation because only in America, KKK, okay? Mm-hmm. Only in America, KKK, but we'll get back to that. What I want to start off with is centering Blackness. So our show is really about centering Blackness. So I want to start today. Last week, my cousin Clyde and I discussed misogyny mm-hmm. and how it shows up in leadership and different people, activities, systems, and movements. Mm-hmm. I want to start off today with talking about femininity and Black femininity. Okay, someone tried to call me. Like, don't try to call me. Okay, you know I'm on the air. Let's do this. Let's make sure, Clyde, that our stuff is turned off.
Okay, here we go. Y'all know where we at. Y'all just want to play. Y'all just want to play. Y'all want a shout out. This is not shout out time.
So we want to talk about and start today on our show with talking about Black femininity and mm-hmm. femininity generally, but centering Black women. Now, I want us to talk and start off by, Clyde, I want you to tell me what your definition of femininity is. When you think about a feminine woman, what does that look like?
My mama. Ooh, my Cuban queen. My mother is from Havana, Cuba. So, you know, she got that Latin curve. Uh-huh. She has the curves. I remember when she was younger and she used to get dressed. Uh-huh. Like, I could smell her makeup and her yep. lipstick and things of that nature to know, like, oh, my mama finna step. So that was the first introduction of what a feminine woman looks like to me.
So yep. for you, a feminine woman is someone who's has the curve, the body language, the swag, mm-hmm. Is feminine in how she applies her makeup, how she moves, her body language.
Who is poised.
And yeah. what does poise mean?
Poise is like, how can I describe Poise? Poise is just a person, a woman that knows how to handle herself, right?
Handle herself.
In all situations.
Okay. So, okay, I think that's a good start. Now, when I think of femininity, I think of femininity as being this attribute that takes whatever it's giving and it builds from it.
Mm.
That's what I think of femininity. So when I think of femininity in Black women, I think of Black women who have been giving nothing and built everything.
Mm.
So I often think about like growing up in Chicago when we used to walk to the church. And at the church, that's where you used to get your free food.
Mm.
The pork in the can. See, this might be before your time.
Okay,
see,
you not know. Just the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a little age generational differentiation right here. So just we're gonna teach Clyde something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So in Chicago, we used to go to the churches. We used to get cheese in the block.
Mm.
And then we used to get pork in the can and used to get powder milk because they didn't give you regular milk.
Yeah.
And you got peanut butter. And sometimes if they had enough stuff, you got like the milk, like the pet milk, you know, that bacon milk or something. Do you know what I'm
like
talking about?
Like the dog milk.
And
that's not, go ahead, sister. I'm listening.
So,
and then my people.
And we used to get a bag of rice. And my mom used to take the bag of rice and the pork, the can of pork, and make a bomb meal. I remember eating it and thinking, like, this is super delicious.
They used to serve that at Choke's,
yes.
too, in Chicago.
Yes. And then we used to take the peanut butter and the powdered milk and make what we used to call Play-Doh. But then we'll eat it. So we'll pour it in, like, And then we'll take the cheese, and then we'll make grilled cheese sandwiches. And we thought that was the best, because that cheese, and my Facebook listeners and the folks, look.
That cheese that came in plastic?
Look, it came in a block, but it wasn't like Velveeta block cheese. It was real cheese.
Okay.
And it came in a huge block, and you would make the best freaking grilled cheese sandwich. And we used to wait in line forever. So,
but made it happen.
But
right?
My mom made it happen over and over again. So sometimes when I think of femininity, I think about the ability of people that have this this energy, the ability to take what they're given and build.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I often imagine and think of masculine energy as the energy that provides the structure for the building to occur.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like, in our, you know, gender, like cis norm, heteronormative way of speaking, when I think about masculinity in a relationship, I think of a man providing the home and the house, and the woman through her feminine energy making it a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what she puts in it, like kind of like what your mom put on. How did
build? Yeah.
How did you spin. Show up? That spin. How did you provide that space? So that's what I think about in femininity. And oftentimes, when we think about, generally speaking, when we think about Black women, we don't see Black women as feminine.
Because we see them as strong Black women. We take that who could build and make something out of nothing and turn it into strong. Negate it to strong. Yeah.
And aggression.
Yeah.
And
angry.
And
mad.
And we often look at it as a sign of masculinity. I want us to listen to this video really quickly. And then I want you to tell me what you think about this guy's thoughts. Like he's a, you know, a digital creator. I don't even know who he is. I'm making it up. I'm assuming it's a reel that I found.
Okay.
And I was like, I really like how he breaks this down. So we're going to listen to it.
Let's see.
And tell me what you think.
A lot of men like women, but they don't like feminine energy.
Mm.
Because feminine energy leans on masculine energy, and you need to be masculine to be able to deal with that. Because let's think about it. At the surface, a woman is very playful. She's very intuitive. She's very empathetic. There's so many things to love about a woman at the surface. But after all of those things, she then goes to being vulnerable. And then she surrenders. And then she leans on a man. She then depends on a man. She then becomes insecure about her man. She then becomes emotional about her man. And those are all qualities that a real masculine man should be able to deal with. Because when you're masculine, you don't mind communicating because you're ambitious. And when you're ambitious, you're goal-driven, you're action-driven, you're doing-driven. So if you have real ambition towards taking care of the woman that's around you, that ain't nothing but another challenge. But masculinity is confused as being these big dog, macho man-ass people. No, masculine energy is all predicated on feminine energy. And if you can't deal with feminine energy, then you're not really that masculine. Masculine ain't no macho man. It's being able to be the problem solver for all of the problems that the feminine have. And that's what the feminine energy is, being a problem solver for all of the problems that the masculine have. So it goes hand in hand. But I do feel like there's a lot of lust attached towards women rather than love attached to women. Because if there was real love there, then you wouldn't have no issue dealing with a woman's qualities when she really taps into them. So if you don't like feminine energy, then you're just not masculine.
So he not only defines feminine energy, he defines masculinity. Yeah. Now, and this is, for me, part of politics and social constructs, because we, based on, and just for you that's listening, it's not about gender or identity, because masculine and feminine energy exist in most relationships, regardless of how you identify, right? Yeah. And we are speaking from the frame of that I have reference to, which is cis heteronormative, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to put that out there.
And cis is straight people.
Right, right.
For those people that don't know.
Yeah. So what is your take on his definition of femininity as it relates to masculine energy?
For me, I just hear that, like, we have to unlearn a lot of things and unpack a lot of things based off of what he said, right? Like, we are now at a place within our people where we take femininity and take masculinity and we swap it, which is unorthodox, right?
Yeah.
We allow the women nowadays to do the building of the house and the man kind of incorporates inside, borrowing the cars, don't got to go to work, sleep all day, barely want to take care of the kids. And I'm not trying to say that there's gender roles. I'm definitely not trying to say that. Yeah. But I grew up in a household where my parents were married and my mother looked more comfortable being the feminine energy in the household. And my father was very comfortable going to work, working a job, coming home, kids clean and fed. And he got to watch his old cowboy shows, right?
Yeah.
And even within the house being another masculine body in the house, we even bow down to his alpha masculine energy. Like when 5:30 hit, it's daddy's living room time,
right? Yeah.
And he gonna be in bed by 7 o'clock.
Right.
Let him have his time. We gonna go outside and we'll do our thing later.
And back to this conversation about the provider and provision. Now, the reason I often come back to these like constructs is because in our relationships, they exist everywhere.
Yeah.
They exist in our personal relationship, no matter how you identify. They exist in our work relationships.
Yeah.
They just exist.
Yeah.
So if we're not able to look at them and then just get into discovery of how they're playing out in our world, then we don't become aware. And the purpose of this show is always to expand our awareness and to get into discovery of how things are showing up. So for me, having this guy say, hey, like, you can't say that you are masculine if you haven't figured out how to hold space for feminine energy.
Yeah.
Right. And you haven't learned how to be a problem solver when your feminine energy in your space requires it. And that feminine energy also becomes a problem solver for the masculine energy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I often think about the Bible. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not like a Bible thumper, but I do often reference things that are, you know, have a long history.
Yeah.
Right. So
that feels good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so the Bible reference, like when it talks about a wife, and we're not talking about gender, but when it talks about that role is considered to be the helpmate or the supporter. So does that equate to you the same feminine energy and provision that goes along with what he just described?
I think he just gave more of like a retro black perspective.
A black perspective,
right?
Okay.
Which sometimes doesn't fit like what we grew up on. Sometimes we got to go with the current, because the Bible also says that, right? Living your time,
follow the rules. Okay, so we're actually gonna
he's ahead of the game.
We're actually going to get back to that, y'all. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Black Conversion Show. You're listening to me and my cousin Clyde on 92.7 FM WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. Radio.
His voice is a dream. Coming up, Eau Claire musician Brian Bethke joins us live for an in-studio concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays, 11 till noon, on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, you're back, or we're back. You're back. You're still
yo,
here.
Yo,
don't
yo.
Go nowhere, okay? You're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my cousin, Clyde.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay, so we were talking about femininity and the defining it and masculinity and how it needs to be redefined in our next generation and how it, like, shows up. And how we look at Black women, like, not really being feminine, and how, because we're forced to build for nothing and too often forced to build alone, that we often have to take on the traits of masculinity and femininity. And I think in our culture and in our relationships, it becomes really hard for Black women to then let go of the traits of masculinity, right? And I mean, not like the embodiment of it, but the doing of it, the problem solving of everything, doing the provision, you know, building the house, providing the structure, and building what's inside of it. Like, we really do it all too much, right? And some of us out here are lucky enough to be in relationships with people who can balance that out and provide that opposite type of energy, which is masculine.
But it
energy.
Even feels weird sometimes.
Even
in those,
have it.
Yeah, it's like so foreign, but we're figuring it out.
Yeah, and I think we better. And we better get better because this type of way of being is, it shows up everywhere in all people activities for us. And I would like to point out that it definitely shows up in the politics of Dane County nonprofit scene.
Yeah.
So, and politics is really my way of describing politics, right? Because everything related to politics is an illusion. It's a delusion and it's fake and it's inauthentic and it's disingenuous. And the people that do the best in the politicking in Madison, Wisconsin are generally the most inauthentic people. Yeah, they just are. Because in order to survive this scene of... let me make sure white people are comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to be fake. So, especially as a Black man and Black woman.
I went through that this week. But go ahead. And I might have to drop a little bit about that.
Okay, and please do. So, this is the whole thing. Like, even I practice fakeness.
Yeah.
And this
is
the thing. Like, to be, and I don't do very well with politics. That's why most people say I don't like branding. Right.
And that's fine.
I had someone, one of my staff, meet with a state assembly rep. And she said, well, I would support urban triage. However, Brandi, when they were trying to, when she was organizing with Freedom Inc., first of all, she said, I worked for Freedom Inc., I never worked for Freedom Inc.
Never.
They're another nonprofit. Big ups to Freedom Inc., but I've never worked with them. We've worked along, side of each other, fighting against state violence, racism, and the murdering of Black people, and the state violence that occurs in our own jail here in Dane County. And she said, well, and this was 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing the, or even longer, doing the organizing. And she was like, well, I don't like her because she stood against building and investing $200 million in a Dane County jail. So... I just want to say that that's a perfect example of how politics work. Now, in order for me to, like, build that relationship and create a clearing, what do you think I have to do, Cousin Clyde? If I wanted to, what would I have to do?
I think you have to continue to do what you're doing, right?
No, I mean with her.
With her?
If that person was someone that I needed in order to accomplish something for my nonprofit organization that centers and serves Black people, what would I need to do to create a clearing with this particular person?
Play the game that she's familiar with.
And what game is that, Cousin Clyde?
That game is going in with a smile, you know, do you need me? Do you want to go out for coffee? Do you want to go out for tea? And playing that, like, let's rub shoulders game, because the crazy part about it is she will know you're playing the game and she will be okay with that.
And she will be okay with that. So my point is, in Madison, with all the nonprofit, there's about 6,000 1,000 nonprofits in the Dane County area.
We so ghetto.
What? Do you know how much money that it takes to run 6,000 nonprofits? And can we talk about how much money that our area has? Mm-hmm. There's money everywhere. We have old money, new money, mm-hmm. long money, short money.
Money put up.
Money.
Money coming.
And when I say we, I ain't talking about me.
Okay.
I'm talking.
I'm poor.
Look, we over here struggling. Yes. But when we think about the politics of Dane County and the 6,000 nonprofits, you would think that we had billions of people that were in need.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have high numbers of homeless people? Heck yeah.
Yes.
Does it take 6,000?
But it's not like California.
Yeah. Does it take 6,000 nonprofits to serve folks with disabilities that are homeless?
It does not.
Our children, people who are vulnerable? It does not. So, in the game of nonprofits in our area, the people that we tend to love the most, support the most, have developed the ability to be inauthentic mm-hmm. and to play the game, and they have also developed the inability to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because Dane County supports the squeaking wheel.
Ooh, what does that mean, Cousin Clyde?
For me, and I could be wrong, right? But the squeaking wheel is just those people that know how to play that fake game very
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
That knows how to be at those agenda meetings, that mm-hmm. knows how to be at those campaign parties, mm-hmm. that know how to endorse people, that knows how to get their board in different boards mm-hmm. and different seats.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're the loudest.
Yeah, the right? loudest, and they're usually male.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the male persuasion. So back to this masculine and feminine energy. When male energy, perceived male energy speak in our society, even in Dane County, the male energy that shows up like a bully, I'm going to say AK
yeah.
bully,
yeah.
bossing people around, telling them what not to do, that type of energy.
Reminding folks of what it has been and how it will not be, change.
Yeah, that kind of energy is respected when it comes from a person who identifies as a male.
Yeah, yeah.
If you identify as a trans woman, it's a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
If you identify as a black woman, that's a no-go. Now, if you are a white woman, you might get a pass mm-hmm. if you come with the right privilege,
yeah.
access, and resources.
Yeah. And the same energy towards the people that white man does not like.
Right. And guess who joins them in this game of politics? In this game,
it's black folks.
Black people, okay? Look, black
people. Be the worst.
Black people, all other kind of people other than white people join
in. But black
in.
Folks show up the loudest, right?
We do. And we show up the loudest. Mm. And then we are all also too often in support of leadership that doesn't support the things that we say we need.
Need. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It only supports the thing. We, when we show up in those spaces, in those bodies, mm-hmm. support the things that they say we need, right?
Say that again.
We who support those bodies or whoever are in those bodies to support the oppression
mm-hmm.
always will support the things that they say we need.
Okay, right? so they set the tone and the yes. agenda too often to define what we should do in our community to support the most vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
And those things often are does not align with the things that vulnerable communities need.
Yes.
And the reason it doesn't align is because they too often don't have a reference point and or they too often are too focused on appeasing
yes.
the folks with the checks.
Yes.
And there's lots of checks in Madison.
Because they got hired to do that.
Yes. And the challenge like for Urban Triage as an organization is we lack unrestricted funding. We lack that kind of money.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
people in our community can go out right now, raise $10 million, and all they have to do is build a building.
Mm-hmm.
And that building will go underutilized, not utilized by the people that they said that would be their target.
Mm.
And we all support it. And then we show up and cut the ribbon, and then we pose and we smile, and then the people that were supposed to be getting supported and the love and the gets
nothing.
I'm
gonna tell my story when we get back. I'm gonna tell my story.
They
when we get back.
Nothing. So this is the politics of Madison, Wisconsin, and mm-hmm. Dane County nonprofits. And the one thing we're going to talk about when we get back is the
how to dismantle.
That is in the look of black leadership
yes.
in our area, who's who and why we chose them, why they continue to be chosen,
mm-hmm.
and why we continue to take pictures. And no, I'm not going to name any people because I don't do
Me
that
either.
Anymore. Because I've learned
but we can,
the
but
damage
we not.
Of politics.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to 92.7 FM. You're going to want to stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff.
We'll be right back. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral this afternoon, bound for the International Space Station with two astronauts on board. ABC's Faith Abube at Cape Canaveral explains why this first crewed flight is so important.
The launch is a critical part of NASA's commercial crew program. Boeing hoping the Starliner can be an alternative to the SpaceX Crew Dragon, which carries astronauts back and forth to the International Space Station. If today's mission goes well, the Starliner will be certified as part of that program.
President Biden Friday said it's dangerous to call former President Trump's criminal conviction rigged. He said the verdict followed a fair trial and that he has the right to appeal. President also laying out a three-step proposal to end the war between Israel and Hamas. It's not clear if the sides will accept. And history in South Africa, where the ANC party has lost its 30-year majority. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Brewers with a huge comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score of the Brewers 12-5 over the White Sox. Milwaukee with 23 hits, led by Christian Yelich, who went 5-6 with 5 runs batted in, scoring 1 run himself. The White Sox, the worst team in baseball, were leading 3-1 in the 4th inning. Pat Murphy said it reminded him of losing a series to another struggling team, the Marlins, a couple of weeks ago.
You remember Miami. You remember that same thing. We had a bunch of guys in position to score, and we didn't execute, and we didn't do what we had to do. But, you know, again, that's not the easiest thing in the world, you know, so it's part of baseball. You know, a lot of guys, Frelick had an unbelievable night offensively, Perkins, you know, Ortiz, those guys had great nights, along with the obvious with Yelich and Contreras and Terang.
Football, the NFL team featured in this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks will be the Chicago Bears and first-round pick quarterback Caleb Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night.
It's 60 at our studios.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I love my dog and my cats, but that is not always the feeling I have about them when I am doing my budget. Holy moly, pets can be expensive. So I found a few ways to save money on my pets without feeling like I'm cutting corners. Number one, some vet offices offer a bulk buy for a set of appointments, which can cut down on the per-visit cost of checkups. Number two, look around for online deals for pet food. I was resistant to this one for a while, but I found a subscribe and save deal at Chewy.com that was significantly cheaper than what I was paying for near my house. Number three, Craigslist. Craigslist might have it for free or close to it, and it's worth a check for things like a harness or washable toys or pet supplies. I got my dog's crate at Craigslist. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
right. You're tuned back to your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. I'm in the house with my cousin, Clyde. Mm-hmm. And we always come with the tea. This particular show, like most of our shows, are about Black people, right? Mm-hmm. So for you who's tuning in, just pay attention. Some of the conversation you may not be able to connect with, but the purpose is for you to learn, yes, and to expand your awareness. So before break, we were talking about the 6,000 nonprofits in the Dane County area, mm-hmm, and the politics that sustain them, mm-hmm, and how the masculine energy is respected in the level, this world of politics here. Mm-hmm. And the masculine energy defined really as toxic masculinity, actually the bullying, the talking at, the talking, yeah, down, the getting your people on Facebook to like join against other, mm-hmm, people and talk about Black people. It's been crazy here. And how the feminine energy, which also often creates things out of nothing, mm-hmm, is not as valued, yeah, as the masculine energy, whether we're talking about in people activities and or if we're talking about politics or the, yeah, politics of nonprofits. So before I went to break, I was saying that in Madison, we often give props to people who have learned to play the game, mm-hmm, in the way that doesn't offend the people with the checks. Now in, yeah, Madison, that looks like mostly white people.
Yeah.
So for our nonprofit, Urban Triage, we don't have a lot of donations. We're very grant heavy, mm-hmm, which makes us unsustainable. And that's just the truth. So, yeah, now we're at the place where we have to figure out how to become sustainable if we want to continue our impactful work and the mission. Mm-hmm. Now, Urban Triage serves more Black people and more vulnerable populations than any other nonprofit in Dane County. And I could say that with authority and certainty because I know our numbers, right? Yeah. And I know, yes, what we do and how we do it. And then I know the numbers of others.
Yeah.
And they can serve 1/5 of who we serve and get 100 times more, yeah, of what people are willing to invest in us and give to us. And that's because they've learned how to play the game. Now, I'm not mad because I actually would like to learn how to play the game. Mm-hmm. But there's something inside me that is stopping me from learning how to do it in the way that I don't offend the people with the checks. Because, mm-hmm, even this conversation is going to offend someone and they're probably going to say, I'm going to stop giving you that $20, yeah, a month that I give you.
Yeah.
So, Clyde, I want you to tell me what it's like for you as someone who's also a nonprofit, mm-hmm, CEO and founder of, mm-hmm, a House Inc. Mm-hmm. And you guys focus is art and dance and youth. Mm-hmm. So tell me about what your experience have been.
Oh my God. So we're post-COVID now, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what I've seen is after COVID, a ton of nonprofits sprouted, right? Because, yep, we had a lot of time on
including
our hands.
Including Urban Triage.
Yeah, and including the House.
Well, not after.
We've been in our trunks for years, but we finally had time to build, right? Because we wasn't working regular jobs.
Right,
but
right.
In this season, you know, we came out of COVID and, mm-hmm, we're like, okay, these people are doing great work. These people are doing great work. And we're letting organizations be built. We're,
yep,
seeing millions of dollars being thrown at them.
Yep.
And then what now we're in a phase of is that same type of mission is now being built by another white organization. And, yep, it's like, wait a minute, aren't these people supposed to support what they want to do? And so for me and arts, I just attended a meeting on Wednesday, right? Uh-huh. And it's about 100 people in this meeting, mm-hmm, and about 6 of us are Black. Uh-huh. Now, I could say these people's names because they're my brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. So the Black people in the room were some heavy hitters like Annie Weatherby, mm-hmm, William Reinhart, mm-hmm, Arthur Richardson, Greg, mm-hmm, Dobie, and this was surrounding the arts. And they want to build this big, beautiful facility out in Fitchburg to promote the arts, right?
Is it going to be next to the police training facility? But I digress.
Possibly.
Go ahead.
But okay. Ahead. So there's like we attend this presentation and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And you know, now we're at the point, and you're probably in this phase when you're attending these huge meetings and, mm-hmm, around all these stakeholders, mm-hmm, you're like, shut up. Don't say nothing. Uh-huh. Don't open your mouth about, mm-hmm, this topic, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm sitting there the whole time doing that because I'm like, I got to rub the shoulders of these people in this room because,
right,
these are the people that give to the
I need
the
a check.
Arts. Yeah, basically. Baby, my sister,
I need a check.
Iconic Annie Weatherby grabbed the mic, honey, and she laid it on those folks. Like, where are the Black people, right? And they, you know what they do. They always put one Black person on the board and one Black person on the advisory board to, yes, speak at these junctions.
Yep.
Baby, Miss Annie told those one Black people, don't
to
say
sit
nothing.
Down.
We don't need to hear from y'all. We need to hear from folks that are in the community working in the
and
arts.
And for our folks who are listening, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. And Annie Weatherby is an elder in our community who has been doing nonprofit work and community work for decades.
Yes, founder of our Juneteenth celebration in Madison. So big ups to her.
Yep.
But she spoke, she kicked it off, and I was like, boom, this is where you unlock your mouth, right? Yep. And I had to tell these people that, like, once again, you guys are using words like underserved, you're going to bring access to these communities, blah, blah, blah. And just like that facility downtown said this same thing when they built this 40-something million dollar building. And right now they're consulting with agencies on how to make and bring in black folks. But that's how you raise the money. You said you were going to serve black
people. You check
people.
A box.
Yeah. And so what I've learned is that they're literally using our hurt, our pain to raise millions
poverty
of dollars.
Pimping. It's poverty pimping. Poverty pimping.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yes.
And I was just in that example. But what killed me the most was that there were black folks in the room that supported their agenda that I had on the microphone to say to them, I don't want to hear from you. You've said enough. Move on.
And what were they supporting or saying that was disingenuous?
So basically, one sister stood up and she was like, I'm from the birthing community and we're trying to thrive for black birthing, you know, better spaces for that. This man gonna bring up something about some damn kung fu that another supposedly black person is doing and how they are supporting different backgrounds
and not black just black people. Because the thing about being black and running black organizations and centering black children in Madison is people like to check the box, but they hate when you say this is for black.
Yeah.
But you could say it's for Hmong.
Yeah.
You could say it's
for gay people.
You could say it's for gay people. You can say that it's for the Latinx community. You could say it's for transgender people, but what you cannot say is that it's for black.
Exclusively for black people.
And that is what racism looks like. Yeah. It looks like the inability of us to center those who are most vulnerable and being unable to say it and express it and then say this is the reasons why.
And to those people, I'm going to call them the masters.
Okay.
When we say we need something, they equate that to accessibility, affordable, making it feel good and blah, blah, blah. We ain't poor. We're not all poor. We don't we don't need breaks and things like that. We don't need accessibility. We have cars now. It's 2024. We can get here, right? And I had to tell them what the issue is that we're not at the table. We're not building what it looks like. So then when we walk in here, we have to code switch, all type of stuff. And that's not what we want to do anymore.
Well, but Dane County and the Madison area isn't interested in any of this.
Yeah.
So we are really what is that? Silicon Valley. Remember Silicon Valley is when like they were doing like all the IT businesses and it blew up. So Madison is really attempting to position themselves in that way.
Yeah.
And in order to position themselves in that way with big businesses, big art buildings, big theaters, big concert halls, you can see it all on East Washington happening. In order to do that, they're not considering diversity as it relates to black people.
Yeah.
They're considering diversity defined by LGBTQIA movement, and they're defining it by Latinx community.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you think about where the resources go, what they look like, black is not part of it. And if you start saying black, then they get really offended. And the only time that blackness was trending is when people were marching down the State Street area, shutting down these streets and making people aware through the marketing of protesting and grassroots movements. And then what occurred was white guilt money.
Yeah.
So they start throwing
a lot of
white guilt money. And then after the white guilt money ran out, there was like, well, shoot, there's no political reason for me to continue to support programs or resources or things that are specifically targeted to black people.
So we gave you what you want.
We gave
Shut
you what
mouth.
You needed. Yeah. And then what they did is turned around and picked what kind of black people to support. Yeah. Let's talk about that. What that looks like for you, Clyde, because what I want to do is move into what it looks like in black leadership in our area, because, you know, we're local, we're Madison, we're Dane County,
It's
this big. And what does that look like, and how does it occur to you, the safe black people, to support?
For me, I feel like my safeness and my privilege is being a member of the LGBTQ community.
Okay.
If I was a cis, straight, black man working in the arts, I would not get the support that I get, right?
So you're basically saying, look, I'm gay, and because I'm gay, I get to use that, and
my
then they
privilege.
Get to check a box with me, too, like a double
boxes.
Two of them. And I've learned that in the, like since
you're
fall
listening
of last
to the
year.
Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM.
And that's how you play the game. Yeah. Right? When we talk about you got to play the game, mm-hmm. we got to find those unique ways within ourselves that we don't sell out, but we play the game, right?
Okay, so what happens when you don't have two boxes to check? Because the way your gayness, right, mm-hmm. is checked and given points. Because let's just mm-hmm. act like we're doing an assessment.
Yeah.
Right? So gayness might be given 100 points.
Yeah.
Blackness
$100
might be...
$100 million. Right. Let's talk about that.
Blackness might be given 10 points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. $10 million. mm-hmm. Come on.
Womanness might be given what?
$3 million.
$3 million. Mm-hmm. So how do you catch up? Like for me, who's cis hetero, do I change myself and say I'm going to be gay?
Yes. You got to do what you got. If you could take powder y'all, and turn it into milk.
First of all, y'all, listeners, look, you who's listening, this is Cousin Clyde. This is not me. So,
sister, yes, you have to. No shade, right? Because for a very long time,
get
I used to
get your Cousin
just,
Clyde. He said, check the gay box regardless. Because
listen to me, baby. Listen, y'all heard me earlier. Tell y'all, my mother is from Havana, Cuba, which makes me Latino.
Yes.
Baby, when I get in spaces, I'm Latino, I'm black, I'm gay, I'm poor.
What'd you say? Whatever
and
works.
And I work with kids.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. Because that's what they want, right? They create these boxes because these boxes
You're
come
not
with
wrong.
Privilege.
You're not wrong. So it comes with access mm-hmm. and influence.
And mess with me. I'm be like, and they're picking on me because I'm gay. They're homophobic.
Only Clyde, Cousin Clyde, can say this, okay?
I'm
You're listening
you.
To 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. And our conversation is about leadership and who's chosen. So you're saying leaders are chosen, but what boxes they can check. But what about the hetero cis black men who lead most of the nonprofits that get most of the money?
Yeah.
They're not checking those boxes, Clyde.
At all.
So how do they get that access?
It's that masculine energy. It's that that same masculine energy when me and you are in a room and you could be way across the room. Mm-hmm. That's that. It's the energy me and you gonna be like.
Right, right, right.
You know, like, you looking good, baby.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
It's that feminism, that feminism, whatever.
Femininity.
Whatever. Right?
I understood the assignment.
Look, but it's that same way in masculinity, right?
Okay.
Those brothers link up. They know how to work well. And if you talk about a sellout in the Madison area, black brothers can sell out at the drop of a dime.
So you're saying that if you're a black man or you have male privilege, then you already get access because of your male privilege.
Yeah.
And that no matter if you're black or Latino or another race, male privilege trumps all other identities. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so they get to check the privilege box and mm-hmm. the male box. And then because you're black, then they can also check the
that
black box.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that box is very special, right?
I don't feel like that if you're a black woman.
If you're a black man, it's very special, right?
Okay.
Because everything here is just not good for black men. So when you have a black man that steps up and says, I want to be the CEO,
I
want to
be the answer.
President.
I want to be the answer.
Baby,
yeah.
and no shade, they be dumb as bricks.
Get y'all.
Listen, girl.
Look, y'all. Get y'all Cousin Clyde.
Conversations with my brothers, and the stuff they be saying, I be like, outdated.
Did you just say that?
Like misogyny.
But
that's
a great point that that you brought up, is that it's not intelligence that
all.
Get you the support.
They don't have degrees.
Or I don't have a degree either. So let's just say that.
But they
I have,
don't. The majority of them don't have the degrees.
I was 6 credits for my degree. And I just think, matter of fact, UW-Madison, I think you should just give me an honorary degree.
Like y'all do everybody else?
Because I've done enough work, and what I was missing was my Spanish. Why couldn't I pass Spanish class? Anyway, let's talk about that later. Because back then when I went to school, you had to have all these high levels.
Yeah.
And I needed a McBurney. Like, what do you call that? People who are like special ed. I need a special ed for language because I could not do Spanish. I'm sorry, y'all. I digress. So what you're saying is it relates to black leadership and maleness and male privilege is that you don't even have to be intelligent to be in the room. And matter of fact, they prefer that you're not.
Yeah.
That's what I would insinuate.
Because, baby, they do. Because when we're in these conversations, the master's throwing out all this language
Ooh,
and words.
Ooh, that's too much tea.
And, and
Clyde,
they just sit there
Clyde,
like,
that's too much tea. So what we going to do? We're going to put a pause on that, Cousin Clyde, because Cousin Clyde got to go to the left. We got to tame him.
If you hear me, you feel me.
Okay, you're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson and my cousin Clyde, and we have a whole lot of tea. We're gonna get into the tea around Trump in a second, and the illusion and delusion that we all have. We'll be back in a second.
We might not let Trump the black man. Right. Okay. Ignorant.
I don't know. They might.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinere on Air.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay, y'all, the hostess with the most is your girl, Brandi Grayson, on 92.7 FM, WMDX, with my cousin Clyde. You know, that song get you going. Every time I say, boy, I almost got down and start twerking. What you mean?
Come on, I'm trying. That's that feminine.
Oh, that femininity, okay. So anyway, we were talking about leadership and all that good stuff and masculinity, and we were talking about how the privilege that you get when you get to tune into your masculine energy and check the boxes. Yeah. And then your identities actually influence and give you another level of power in the spaces, right?
Yeah.
And that's been very evident in how Madison politics work around nonprofits. And part of our conversation is that this, the, you know, some people don't even need to produce anything.
Yeah.
They don't need to produce anything. And the thing about it too is no one asks them questions about what they're doing with the money.
Yeah. And what's their expertise and the things of that nature.
Yeah. They just,
because a lot of times what I'm learning now is that as long as they're over 6 feet, they have broad shoulders, pecs.
Ooh.
That is actually the look. If you're paying attention to this, because I know you deal with a lot of nonprofit work, pay attention to that. You're going to be like 6 feet.
I'm about to start looking.
Broad shoulders. Good looking. Right? That is, they know they're attractive, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're demanding the room and things of that. I know that as a masculine man too,
You ain't wrong, because I've been in situations where white dudes have come up to men that I'm with and they've been so star-studded by their physique.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, call me bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now y'all brothers?
Yeah.
So you might not be lying. I don't know, cousin Clyde. I don't know, cousin Clyde.
But y'all want to get to know.
But it is. It's a struggle with patriarchy and how sexism works.
Yeah.
And how, like, if you're too matter of fact and too smart and intellectual as a woman, that actually works against you.
Yeah.
Because society actually don't really like smart women.
They don't.
Like to use smart women. We like to benefit off smart women.
But we don't want
women.
Them at the front.
But you can't be out here outshining me, out talking me.
Yeah.
And then if I do out-talk you, then you put up your shoulders and get aggressive.
Yeah,
right?
You buck up.
You buck up, and I'm going to do this and that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, dude, I'm a girl, Damon.
Yeah, relax.
I'm a girl, Damon. I'm a girl.
Did you relax? But, you know, again, that's how we got here with the new verdict.
Yeah, the new... Oh, gee. Okay, so can we talk, you who's listening to me right now, about the Trump and his 34 counts... federal crime. What crimes did he commit 34 times?
I don't know all 34.
But so aren't they the same?
Throw me on the spot. It has to do with New York State and federal election crimes. Yeah.
So basically, he got found.
He paid off Stormy Daniels the for not telling the story of their affair, but to pay it off, he used his lawyer, his fixer, and then counted the payoff as a campaign finance expense.
Look!
And then with all the different paperwork and how they shuffled it around and covered up, that's how they got to 34 different crimes.
Wow.
So I don't know what all of them were.
That brother dope. Okay, because first of all, this white man has basically bought his way to the White House, raised millions of dollars based on white people and other black people, Latin people, all Americans, ignorance.
Yeah.
And he has bought it off, and then he turned around and said, what you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
And then he turns around and runs up into the Capitol, and then he gets found guilty of 34 crimes. And you know what they're saying on the news? They're low-level crimes.
Oh, wow.
So he probably will not get jail time. Let me tell y'all this.
Probably won't even get 34
minutes. Black people can commit any crime, and they will be guaranteed to get jail time.
Yeah.
If I go outside right now and stand in the street and say, I'm not moving because it's my right, sis, they're about to lock you up.
You're going
to
be on the jail app.
And then they're going to say she was aggressive, and we're going to charge her for disorderly conduct, because they charge every black person I know. All you have to do is speak to Massa wrong, and you're getting charged with disorderly conduct. And then they're going to charge me for
driving while intoxicated. First degree murder.
Resisting arrest.
They do everything
and
they can.
I'm going to be in jail.
Yeah.
But what I want to talk about specifically here when it comes to Trump is that this is actually planned out exactly how the folks who control our, what do we say, control our social existence.
Yeah.
Like they are, this is like watching a movie play out. And Trump has told us before that he has his, everything he do is written down.
Yeah.
So if you follow Trump, when he addresses the crowd, he does the same thing. He's very meticulous and he's very structured, because we think Trump is dumb. I think he's not, I don't think he's intelligent
but he knows how to control his atmosphere.
Yeah, he knows how to control his crowd, and he knows
a genius,
his crowd.
Probably.
So when he walks out to his crowd, this is what he does. Well, you can't see me on the radio. But he puts his hand up and he don't say anything. He just looks around and goes. You ever watch him? He's like, and he pumps his fist and then he walks away. Like, it's like almost like a recorded thing.
And it's almost like a gesture of Hitler. Yeah. If you ever paid attention to Hitler,
I didn't even think about
Hitler
that, cousin Clyde.
Yeah.
That's
closed
crazy.
Fist versus an open hand.
That is what he, And guess what? So, and this is what I want to identify is when America has had presidents that they no longer, and this is me being me, agree with it or not, but I'm not here to, you know, make friends with you. But what I've noticed, when America had a president that they no longer wanted in office, they got rid of him. Do you know who president that is?
I don't feel like I was alive forever.
Me neither, but I know it was JF Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we have a president that we are saying people are liberals and Democrats are out there saying that we don't want him to become president. The thing about it is, if we didn't want him to be president, this whole thing would play out differently.
Yeah.
He would have different charges. He would have serious charges.
Yeah.
And he would not be able to run for the presidency
legally
of the United States of America based on his treason.
Charges.
He didn't even get any treason charges. Like, his charges aren't even real. So they're actually, by charging him and finding him guilty of these 34 counts, what is that going to do to the people that follow him and believe in him? That's actually going to geek them up.
Yeah, it's going to tell them we can break the law.
And it's time to break the law. America needs to fall. That's what
they're
saying.
And they already broke into the Capitol, so it's like they're already there.
What? But let's talk about black people, because we only got a minute left. Do you know how many black men, cis and otherwise, poor, struggling, middle class, and well-to-do black men are set to vote for Trump this year?
A ton of them.
And can we talk about why?
Because he feeds them.
Feeds them what?
Their checks. He takes care of their families. He produces the way that they survive.
How, though? Because some people are saying, well, he can bring back PPP. He can bring back the stimulus. Like, this is stupid. And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about lack
ignorance.
Of intelligence.
That's how. It's ignorance. Like, if he can parade his ignorance around, that tells the next masculine energy who is ignorant that you could be ignorant and masculine and survive. And the fact that our brothers think that they're going to do what Trump is doing doing pronounces their ignorance.
Yeah, and the fact that it's all set up. Because then they gave us Kanye, who stood next to Trump. And then it gave validation for black people to follow him. And then we got into this argument about how Kanye was different or, you know, some kind of powerful
being.
Like, this is stupid, y'all. Like, so the whole thing is being played
out. Believed it.
But we're all believing it. Trump is going to win. And you want to know why? It's because he's ignorant. And they won't let Kennedy, his son, run for office. Ugh. So anyway, we'll talk about this next Saturday. We didn't even get the chance to talk about the gala protesters.
We'll be content,
oh my God, you're listening to 92.7 FM. We're out.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.